Sure and Begura, the Average Network, takes you now to the Old Sod, where we find President 43 in the studios of Radio Telephus Erin with interviewer Seamus McMack O'Flaherty Byrne. This is Average Network Short Subject 27.
This is Seamus McMack O'Flaherty Byrne with American President George W. Bush. Thank you for your time,
Shiloh,
Mr.
huh?
President.
We had a big Civil War battle called Seamus. Somebody won it.
I'm Seamus, sir. The battle was Shiloh, I believe, and the North won.
You a smart aleck, huh? Well, let's do it.
Yes, Mr. President. Sir, were you surprised at the number of protesters who greeted your arrival? It's estimated there were over 100,000.
No, people feel free to protest all they want. I'm free to tell them I don't care what they think. Besides, there's big crowds of troublemakers every place
I go. Mr. President, even in the face of numbers at home that suggest going to war in Iraq was madness, you persist in your claim that going to war was the right thing to do. Are you still convinced that you were right?
Saddam Hussein was a bad man, Shiloh. He was an evil dictator. He gassed his own people. He invaded his neighbors. Was it right to go get him? Sure
it was.
Well,
sir, he'd not done any of those things in a decade, and your country basically paid him to fight Iran.
That ain't true.
Yes, it is.
Don't interrupt. I'm the president. You ain't.
Well, all right. You made a great deal of the weapons of mass destruction, Mr. President, that Saddam could launch an attack on Britain, maybe even the U.S. in only 45 minutes. What happened to that claim, sir?
We know he had RFDs. He gassed his own people and used them on Iran. I don't know what more proof you need.
It's the same thing, sir. It all happened years ago. You and Vice President Cheney and Secretary Powell all insisted that he had these weapons. What happened to them, Mr. President?
Uh-huh. We never said that he had them. He had the capacity. There's a difference. He invaded his neighbors, and he tried to kill my dad, you know.
And again, Mr. President, that was a number of years ago.
Let me finish, please. I'm the president. Don't interrupt, or my Secret Service guys will get real ornery. Saddam was a cruel, evil dictator who was a threat to the whole region, even though some of you media people may not see it that way.
Mr. President, of course he was a bit of a thug, but you're destabilizing the whole region.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
You're interrupting again, shortstop.
Seamus, Mr. President.
You interrupt again, I'm going to have Agent Krausmeier blow your brain out.
I'm trying to get you to answer a question, Mr. President, with all due respect.
Well, I answered your questions, and these right snippy ones, too.
You didn't answer them. You just said the same things you always say. I'm trying to help you. Half of Europe thinks you're a complete twit. The other half thinks you're a mass murderer.
Why ain't neither one?
Well, you sound like both.
Well, I'm warning you, Sheila.
It's Seamus. It's not Sheila. It's not Shiloh. It's not Shock Absorber. It's not Chicago.
Krausmeier. Okay, get him out of here. Who's next?
A certain Pierre Tourniquet from the that Paris paper, Le Mange.
Okay, send him in.
Monsieur Tourniquet.
Ah, Monsieur le Président, you are turning Iraq into a perpetual war zone. You are selling Turkey out to the Israelis and Kurds. You are worse than Saddam, aren't you?
Krausmeier? Okay, who's next?
Well, it seems to be working, sir. They're fighting to get away now.
Well, that's good. Get this dead frog out of here. Any cartoons on?
Channels 113, 118, and 119, Mr. President. Agent Terwadley has the schedule, and he'll recite it any time you want.
Good. Where are we again?
This is Ireland, Mr. President. Tomorrow is Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I gotta go someplace called the Top Crappy Palace. They build a palace for crap?
It's Cappy, sir. Top Cappy.
Whoa, okay. Well, night, agents. Don't forget to give your life for me if you need to.
Oh, we got you covered, Mr. President. Is V. POTUS ever gonna let us take him down?
He says we gotta wait until after next February.
I don't know if I can stand him that long. He makes me long for Clinton.
Average Network Short Subject 27 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network, though we defy you to prove it in court. All celebrity impersonations were caused by the Marinus van der Lubbe Memorial International Firebombing Society and Wednesday Tea Circle. This is Pablo, Do I Smell Smoke? Tea Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!